Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kesubos Daf Lamed. We begin six lines from the top, Lamed Omer Aleph, with the words Omer Echista. We're learning today Le'ilui Nishmas Sam Baum, Chaim Simcha, then Aaron Halevi. Well, then, Shalom, we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. If you remember, in yesterday's share, we had a machlokas between Shimon HaTimni and Rabbi Shimon Menasya regarding which women are entitled to get the Knas of Anusa or not. The opinion of Shimon HaTimni was that as long as there could be marriage between them, the halachic marriage would take effect. The kiddushin would be chal, even though there would be an iser. So Shimon HaTimni said that woman, if she was a basula and she was raped, nebuch, by her assailant, so even though there was an iser in the marriage, but it wouldn't stop the kiddushin from being chal, so then the anusa would be entitled to the knas. On the other hand, Shimon Manasseh said, if the marriage wasn't allowed, then no matter what, even though the kiddushin were chal, so then she wouldn't be entitled to the knas. So we go further on that with the words Amar Uchis. Again, six lines on the top, Lamed and Aleph. Amar Uchis, the Hakol Modim, Birbo Al Hanida, Shemeshalim Knas. Both Shimon HaTimni and Rishim Manasseh both agree that in the situation where a person assaulted a Besula who was in Nida, that the Nida would in fact be entitled to get the knas of the 50 Shkolim of Anusa. Why is that? Because according to Shimon HaTimni, Leman D'Yomar Yesh Bo Havaya, he says as long as the Kedushin were Chal, so then the Knas is something that she's entitled to, even though there's an Isser involved, certainly there's an Isser of Karis in having relations with Anida. So this is a terrible Isser, a terrible crime that he did, a terrible Isser as well in terms of having relations with Anida. So in this situation, nevertheless, the Kedushin would be Chal. So according to Shimon HaTimni, that says the determination, does she or does she not get entitled to the Knas, is dependent upon whether the Kedushin will be Chal. So the Kedusha would be Chal in this situation. A person is Makadish Anida, so the woman is in fact Mekudeshes. As Rashi points out in Dibra Maskal, Honami Yesh Bo Havaya, HaMekadish Isha B'Yemei Nidusa Mekudeshes. If a woman has Kedushin during the time that she's Anida, so the Kedushin are Chal. So therefore, Shimon HaTimni would certainly say that the woman is entitled to the Knas. But even if Shimon Manasseh says that if you're not allowed to live together with a woman, so then if the marriage would not be allowed, even though the kedushin are chal, then the woman is not entitled to the knas. But even Shimon ben Manasseh would say leman d'yomer ruya l'kaima, that you have to be able to marry her. So that's the halacha here. This woman who is nebuch anida when she was assaulted, honami ruya l'kaima, he would be in fact allowed to go and marry her. The fact that she was anida at that period of time, so that was a terrible issa that was done, but that doesn't prohibit him from marrying her. The man, Rachman al-Slan, has relations with his wife while she's in Ida, so that doesn't aser him to her. So therefore, in this situation, even Rashi ben Asi would say that the woman, even though there's an issue of karis involved over here, nevertheless, since the marriage is still allowed, Ruya l'kaima, so therefore, even Rashi ben Asi would say that she's entitled to the knas. Now, we had learned yesterday that our Mishnah could not be in accord with certain Shitos because our Mishnah had said that a woman who is an Isser of Karis, nevertheless still would be entitled to the Knas. So we had said yesterday that Shimon HaTimni and Shimon HaNasseh didn't hold like that. And now we're going to say as well, our Mishnah could not be in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Ulafukim is Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Our Mishnah doesn't go in accord with Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Why? What is his opinion? At the time, we learn the following brisa. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, he would have the opinion, yesterday we learned that when you have a Misas Beisdin, so then we have the opinion of Kom Le Midirabamine, that when you have the more serious Isser and the financial penalty, so the more serious Isser is the only one that is chal, and the lesser financial penalty is not then extant. So, for example, if a person burnt a godish, as Rashi uses the example over here, if a person were to burn a godish, in Dibra Maskal Yom Kippurim Kishabas, lift or hamadlik is a godish b'yom kippurim kilu liku b'shabas. If a person were to burn a pile of grain on Shabbos, so he damaged somebody else's grain, so under normal circumstances, it was a Tuesday, he'd be chayiv to pay for that, but since he's over in Isser, Misas based in the chayiv of Skila on Shabbos, so then Kom Lemi de Rabbimine says that you're only chayiv for the Isser of Skila, and you do not have to pay for the financial damage that you caused. So Rabbi Nechubi Nekona says that he treats Yom HaKippurim, which is an Isser of Kares, which is not an Isser of Skila, it's an Isser of Kares, it's a lesser level of severity to be Mechal Yom Kippur than it is to be Mechal Shabbos. Nevertheless, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana says that we treat Yom Kippur like we do Shabbos in regards to Kom Le Midirabamine, in terms of Tashlumim. So if somebody were to go and burn a pile of grain on Yom Kippur, so he would be Chayiv Kares. Nevertheless, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana says, even in this situation, that you're only, quote, chayiv kares, we apply the principle kamar with the rabbinay. So therefore, clearly, Rabbi Nechumi and Akana would say in our Mishnah that if you're chayiv kares, so then you would be exempt from having to pay the knas. So our Mishnah clearly cannot be like the opinion of Rabbi Nechumi ben Hakana. Where does he get this from? So, ma shabbos mischayiv benafsho. Rabbi Nachman's reasoning is as follows. Just like on Shabbos, you're chayiv misa, so it's misa's based in, so you're chayiv with your life, so therefore, come with the rabbi and they applies. So he says, Yom Kippur, you're chayiv with your life, albeit it's not misa's based in, it's misa's kares. Nevertheless, mischayiv ben avsho, if you're chayiv in your life, you're chayiv kares, so then you're still potim in atashlumim, come with the rabbi and they applies. That's Rabbi Nachman's reasoning. So the Gemara says, where does he get this from? My time of the Rechonim Min HaKana. Where does he see a source for this? So we have a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Two different sources. The first one is Abaye. Omer Abaye. Abaye says, Namar Osom B'dei Odom. It says the word Osom in regards to B'dei Odom. You look in Rashi. Diramasim Osom B'dei Odom towards the bottom of the daf. Velo Ye Osom. This is from Parshas Mishpatim. That if a man goes and hits a pregnant woman, and he doesn't cause her to die, but he causes her to miscarry. So then in that situation, velo ye ason, there is no death of the woman in that situation. So then he has to pay the monetary penalty for causing her damage to her fetuses. He caused Nebuch her to miscarry. So velo ye ason, he didn't cause a capital crime of killing the mother. So then there is the financial penalty for the damage to her babies. So in that situation, it says, also, in regards to Bnei Adam, this is an act that man has. And it says, in Emor, also Bnei Shemayim. Where does it say also in regards to Bnei Shemayim? So Rashi points out the Koro Oson. So when Yaakov Avinu tells the other Shvatim that I'm not going to go and let Binyamin go up with you because something could happen to him on the road, it could be an Oson. He's worried and he says, Ki Ochiv Meis Hulavado Nishar Ukiro Uhu Ason, so he doesn't want Binyamin to go. So you see the Lashon of Ason is used for something B'dei Shemayim, implying that Yaakov's concerned that something from Shemayim is going to happen to him. So Ma Ason Omor B'dei Adam Potim Natashlumim, just like in the case that we just brought down, if a person hit a pregnant woman, he doesn't kill the pregnant woman, but he caused her to miscarry, so he has a financial penalty for causing her to miscarry, that's B'dei Adam, so too. We see by the Lashon of Osom B'dei Shemayim that you would be Komlim B'dei Rabbanei, you would be Potim in HaTashlumim if there would be something that occurred via Shemayim. So therefore, we make this comparison of, according to Rechonim Min HaKana, between Kares, which is B'dei Shemayim, and Misa's based, which is B'dei Adam, and both of them have Komlim B'dei Rabbanei. Av Osom, Omor B'dei Shemayim, Potim Min HaTashlumim. Again, just like Kamal with the Rabbanei applies by Hilchos Shabbos, so too Kamal with the Rabbanei applies by Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. No difference between Misa's based in and Kares according to Rechumi and Akana. Masked for Rav Adav Rav, he questions this. Rav Adav Rav says, Mimai, how do you know that when Yaakov said, Yaakov Lebani, when Yaakov was telling the sons, the Shvatim, to say, listen, I'm concerned over here, Vikara'uhu Ason to Binyamin Baderech, how do we know that that's referring to an Ason Midei Shemayim? How do you know that Altsinim Upachim on very, very cold or very, very hot weather that he was concerned about, the B'nei Shemayim, that that would be a Misa that would happen to him? Rashi says, Tsinim means cold, and Pachim means chom, that it would be either too hot or too cold, and that he might die. So how do you know that that's talking about Misa B'nei Shemayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, would send Tsinim or Pachim and kill him? Maybe Dilma, Al-Aya, maybe it's about a lion, or Ganavi, or armed robbers, the B'nei Adam, you know, that he would have an Ason, via B'nei Adam. Why is saying over here, Ukra Uhu Ason, that that only refers to B'nei Shemayim? Maybe that refers to B'nei Adam as well. So that's what Rav Adav Rav's question is. So the Gemara answers, what? He's not worried about the B'dei Shemayim. He's only worried about the Adam. No. Otu Yaakov, aho asar, aho lo asar. What, Yaakov was only worried about the B'dei Adam, you say, and he wasn't worried about the B'dei Shemayim? No, he clearly was worried about both. So B'dei Adam is fine, no problem. Then we wouldn't be able to learn that. You'll keep it. But he's also worried about B'dei Shemayim. So it's the B'dei Shemayim aspect. Granted, there may be a B'dei Adam as well. He was also worried about Aryeh V'Ganve. However, the fact that he's worried about Tzinim Upachim, which is B'dei Shemayim, so therefore, that's the raya. Rav Dechud ben Akana was correct in saying that just like we have also B'dei Shemayim, so too, Kamar B'dei Rabbanei applies with Kares as it does with Misa's Beis Din. But the word now questions, is Tzinim and Pachim really something that is called B'dei Shemayim? The Tzinim and Pachim, B'dei Shemayim, they knew. Do we really refer to Tzinim and Pachim as being something that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? As Rashi says, B'dei Shemayim, in Boyim Paronis al-Odom, Gezeres HaMelechu, is this really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But the Braisa seems to say otherwise. Well, Tanya, we learn the following Braisa, Hakol Bidei Shamayim. Everything is totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one thing, so to say, that is our control is Chutz Mitzin Mupakim. Mitzin Mupakim is something that we have total ability to control. As Rashi says, Shepa'amim Shebayin Bipshia. So it's very cold outside. Okay, you could freeze to death. The person could get frostbite. But go wear warm clothing, or don't go outside. It was very hot outside. A person get dehydrated. Guess what? Go to a cooling center. Go inside and keep yourself well hydrated. So tzidim and pachim is something that a person can control for. And therefore, if he doesn't control for it, so then it's his own fault. So that's not bidei shamayim, that's bidei adam. As we see from the pasuk in Mishlei, shnemar tzidim pachim biderech ikesh, shomer navsho yirchak mehem. If you have tzidim and pachim on the road, so to say, so then go and turn away. Don't stay with them. In other words, protect yourself from them. So tzidim and pachim is not bidei shamayim, it's bidei adam. And furthermore, v'su, arya v'ganve, if you have a lion on the road, or you have marauders, you have a band of troops, armed robbers on the road, bidei adam ninu. That you're calling bidei adam? Ba'amar of Yosef. Rav Yosef says, v'chein toni ruchi, and ruchi said the same thing. We're in the 9 days now. So when I'm dictating this, it's Rosh Chodesh Av. We're in the period of time of a strong availus for the loss of both Bati and Mikdash. But from the time that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, even though we know that 40 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin was Nisbatel. So nevertheless, even though the Sanhedrin couldn't give Mises Beis Din, but Mises Beis Din, lo batu. The four Mises Beis Din, Skila, Srefa, Herig, and Chenik, weren't Nisbatel. One says, what? Lo batlu? Batlu. Sanhedrin is the one. You need to have a Sanhedrin in order for us to give Mises Beis Din. And you're telling us the Sanhedrin was batel, so how could Mises Beis Din not be batel? So the Gemara says the following answer, which shows that Ayah and Gande are not bidei Adam. Today they're bidei Shamayim. Ella, we turn to Lamed Amud Beis. In fact, din of Arba Mises Beis Din lo batlu. The concept that a person does something wrong in this world, that he would be mechuyav of Mises Beis Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken it out of the hands of the Beis Din and will take care of it himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us Mises Beis Din. How is that? So, for example, the Gemara says, Mishin is Chayav Skila. If somebody, Rechmon al-Islam, was Chayav Skila, no, he was Mechal Shabbos, and he would be Mechayav Mises Beis Din. So, what would HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? O nofel min hagag, as Rashi says, Dome liniska. This is very similar to the Skila. What was Skila? Skila isn't throwing stones at a person. Skila is pushing them off. Shadochatin oso mi beis has Skila la'aretz. You throw them off a certain sized height roof. We'll learn about this when we learn the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It has to be two komas high, a certain type of height high, and the person will die by falling off the roof. And only then, if in fact he's not killed, do they throw stones at him. So, oh no, Phil ben Agag, a person who did something to Rabbi Chayiv, normally Mises Beis Din of Skila, but there is no Beis Din today that can give it to him since the disbanding of the Sanhedrin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make him fall off a roof. Oh Chaya Dorasto, or a wild animal will come and push him to the ground. As Rashi says, Chaya Dorasto, Ari Mapilu Laretz, the lion will throw him to the ground, Vahargu Bedrisa, and will stamp on him, and will trample him, and will kill him in that way. So that's Mises Skila. If a person is chayav misas skila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to him. So it's bidei shemayim. Likewise, a mishin is chayav sreifa. If somebody did an iser that would be a chayav of sreifa, it's a bas kohen who is mizana, so she's chayav sreifa. So in this situation, what's going to happen to her? Oh, no, for bileka, she'll die in a fire. Or, nochosh, oh, nochosh makisho, as Rashi says, the aris sofer, the poison from the nochosh, will burn it from the inside, so to say. So that's the equivalent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving a sreifa. Likewise, a mishin is chayav hariga. If somebody is chayav hariga, he's chayav to be have his head chopped off. So then, in this situation, what's going to happen to him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him over to the malchus, or nimsa l'malchus, and the malchus will kill him. They'll chop off his head. Or list in barnlov, or robbers will come and they'll attack him and they'll chop off his head. So in this situation, as Rashi points out, they will act on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hein matiz in roshu b'sayif, they'll cut off his head with a sword. Kikach derech hamumosim ayideyim. That's the way the Goyish governments normally killed somebody. They beheaded them. They took a guillotine and they killed them. V'zui misa sayif. And this would be the equivalent of misa sayif. And finally, umish neschayiv chenek. If somebody did an issa for which basin would give him misa chenek, they would strangle him, they would tie a cloth around his neck and have two people pull it, so to say, and strangle him. So if you're chayu chenech, but there's no nevoch misas basin nowadays because Sanhedrin has been disbanded, so what would happen to such a person? Otovea benar, he would drown in a river, or omeis bisrunki, he would die with a death called srunki. Rashi tells us this is askara. This is what usually is referred to as diphtheria. Hubegarin, this is a malady that would occur in the throat and you couldn't breathe. So all of these are from Shemayim. So how can you tell me Gandhi, the Arya, are Bidei Adam? In fact, they're Bidei Shemayim. So both Sinov and Pachim is not Bidei Shemayim. That's Bidei Adam. You can control it. And these Arbimises based in the Arya and the Gandhi, that's actually today Min Shemayim. So it's the exact opposite of what you said. So here, Taki, you're 100% right. Ella Epoch. So what we're concerned about, why Yaakov Avinu, when he warned about maybe an awesome will come from Shemayim, that was Arya Vagande, Bidei Shemayim, that's what he was worried about. And the Tzinu Mepakam, that was Bidei Adam. So everything is still squared away, just the opposite squared away, to understand Rav Yechonim Ben Akana. Why is Yom Kippur also Kamalim in the Rabbinay? That's because also is compared to Shabbos. So therefore, the Misa of Beis Din, so that is a Misa that they have Kamalim in the Rabbinay, so too the Misa Bidei Shemayim of Kares is Kamalim in the Rabbinay. That's the final understanding of Rav Yechonim Ben Akana's Shita. That's according to Abaye, teretz number one. Rava gives us another teretz. Rava Amar, no. Time of the Rechunim in Akanya, Mehocha. The reasoning isn't from the comparison of Asun Asun. He doesn't like that. And he says, this is the reasoning behind Rav Nechunim in Akanya saying that commonly with the Rabbinate applies in Yom Kippur just like he does in Shabbos. For Kari, it's just like he does in Mises based. And it's based upon the following pasuk. Vim Haleim Yalimu Amo Oretz Esei Nehem Mino Ishahu Besito Mizaro Lamolech. If everybody doesn't go and take action when a person goes and sacrifices his son to the Molech, Levilti Hamiso, so we don't have that in our Gemara, but that's the end of the pasuk, and they don't go and put this person to death. In other words, he's Chayav Misas based in, he's Chayav Skila. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll take the matters into my own hand. V'samti ani es panai bo ishahu, I will put my eyes on such a person, with Mishpachto and on his family, so, and I will give them kares. So I will go and cut them off. Also, there's called Hazonim Acharov, Luzno Sachari HaMolech, Mikerev Amon. So that's the end of the Pasuk. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says over here that I will go and kill him. So what do you see the heckish in the Pasuk? Amar Torah, Kares Shali, Kimisa Shulchem. Either you kill him or I'll kill him. You're supposed to give him Misa's Basin. This guy is Chayev Skila. If you don't give him skila, then I'll give him kares. So the Torah makes this comparison. Amr Torah, kares shali kimis shusolachem, mamis shulachem patim in atashlumim, av kares shali patim in atashlumim. This is the source, Rava says, for Rav Nechunya ben Akana, teaching us that kamli midirabanei applies both by Shabbos and by Yom Kippur, both by Mises Beistin, such as skila, and by kares, such as for Yom Kippur, or in the situation of Molech. Now, Gemara says, there's two reasons over here. We had Abaye and Rava. My Ika ben Rava Labaye. They just have different reasons with no nafgamina, or is there a nafgamina between Rav and Abaye? So it says the ikubinai, there is a nafgamina between them. The case, for example, of a zar sha'achal truma. If you have a zar that eats truma, a non-kohen is not allowed to eat truma, and he's chayv misa bidei shamayim. Not kares, and not misas basin, but a different level called misa bidei shamayim. So according to Abaye, Li Abaye, who says that we compare ason to ason, and ason, when you're talking about from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would include not only kares, it would include any ason, including misa bidei shamayim. So according to Abaye's understanding, in a situation where zar is ochel truma, and he would be chayav misa bidei shamayim, so that's no different than kares. Kares is a type of misa bidei shamayim, so to say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends it, and Misa B'dei Shemayim is a different penalty. There is a difference between Misa B'dei Shemayim and Kares, which we won't go into right now. Kares may be more severe in many ways in that it impacts not only the person, but it impacts their progeny as well, their children. And we're not going to get into that discussion right now, but according to Abaye's understanding, Ason is an all-encompassing term for any way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would go and kill a person, whether it's Kares or whether it's Misa B'dei Shemayim. And certainly, you make the comparison, Ason Ason, to Misa Bidei Beistin. So therefore, just like commonly the Rabbinate applies by Misa's Beistin, it would apply not only to Yom Kippur, but it would also apply to a Zarsha Ochal Truma, because in that situation, it is a Misa Bidei Shamayim. It is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Zor She'ochal Truma, according to Abaye, will be Chayev Misa Bidei Shamayim and will be Potter for Tashlumim. So therefore, Le'abaye Potter. But according to Rava, Rava made this comparison directly for Molech, and Molech was in his serve Kores. It doesn't tell us what would be by a din of Misa Bidei Shamayim, and therefore, according to Rava, if a person would be a Zor She'ochal Truma, not only would he be Chayev Misa Bidei Shamayim, but he would also have to pay for the Truma that he ate. So this would be the Nafka Mina between Abaye's understanding of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana and Rava's understanding of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. More questions is, however, more says, really? Ula Abaye Potter? According to where you understood it, Abaye would say that he's Potter, Misa B'dei Shemayim would be also commonly the Rabbinay, but that can't be. Ruchista said, Mode Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Begonev Chelvo Shul Chaveiro V'achalo Shul Chayev. But Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana says that if you go and take somebody's chalev, so you're going to the chalev, so the chalev is worth something, it's not also ba'na, you're just not allowed to eat chalev, but you can feed it to your animals, you can go sell it to a guy, so if you steal somebody's chalev, you've done monetary damages to them, but if you then eat it, which is a chiyuv of kares for eating chalev, so in that situation, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana says you are chayiv for both. You are chayiv, in fact, not only for kares for eating the chalev, but you would also be chayiv to pay for the chalev that you stole. We don't say kom lebi the rabbinay in that situation. Why not? So the Gemara says shekvar nischayiv b'kineva kodim shaboli de isu chalev, because when you picked up the chalev and stole it, it wasn't simultaneously with eating it. So therefore, in that situation, the two don't occur simultaneously. The only time we apply the principle of kom lemi d'rabba minei is if it's simultaneous. So at the moment that you eat, if you were chayev for the financial damages, so then the kom lemi d'rabba minei would apply according to Rechon Minakana for kares that you wouldn't have to pay for the financial damages. But here, when you stole the chalev, you hadn't yet done the iser of achila of the chalev, and therefore you're chayev for both. Because the chiyuv over here occurred for the gneva before, it wasn't simultaneous before the isur chayla. What do you see from here? Alma, you see from here, the meidna, the agbe, the moment that you picked up the chaylev, kanya, you acquired the chaylev and you did stealing. At that moment, you have to pay for the financial damages of stealing. Mischayev binavsho, but the fact that you chayev karis for eating the chaylev, lo havi ad the ochle, that only occurred at a later point in time. So therefore, clearly, Rabbi Chunya Makona holds that unless they're done simultaneously, you don't have the principle of Kol Lemi D'Rabbanei. Oh, so here's the question. Hochanami, in our case of the Zor eating the Truma of the Kohen, so Yischayev Misa B'dei Shemayim, and you're saying that Abaye was a Yapata because of Kol Lemi D'Rabbanei, that shouldn't be. Be'idna, at the time, the Agbe, that you picked up the Truma of your friend, Kanya, you acquired it. So at that moment, you have the financial penalty. And only later on, Mischayev benavsho lohave ad da ochole. But you only chayev misa bidei shemayim when you eat it a few seconds later. So again, this is not a simultaneous transgression and financial penalty at the same time. And therefore, how can you tell me that Abaye would say that a zar she'ochel truma, a non-kohen who ate truma, would be chayev only for Miso Bidei Shemayim and would not have to pay for the Truma? They didn't occur simultaneously. So why would he be Mechayev Benavsho and Potter Mitashlumim? The two occurred at different times. So we question the whole concept that Abaye would say that Zor Ochel Truma would be Potter. He should be Chayev, even according to the Chumin HaKonim. So he says, no, obvious terrors. Hochem HaYaskini, you know what we're talking about. No, he ate it at the same moment that he stole it. His friend put it into his mouth, and therefore, at the moment that he was eating the truma, which you now will make him chayev misa bidei shemayim, because he did it on purpose, at that moment is when he stole it. Someone says, wait a second. So, even in this situation, when the friend put it into his mouth, and therefore he's chayev the geneva, seemingly at the same time as eating the truma, even there it's not simultaneous. Why not? Because Kibon de laase kanya, as soon as he chews on the truma, that's the moment that he's considered to have acquired it, and he would be chayev to pay for the item that he stole. Mischayev benavsho, however, lo havi ad de bola. But the chewing of the truma isn't going to make you chayev. It's only the swallowing of the truma. Because technically, if you chew the truma and then spit it out, you wouldn't be chayev misa bidei shemayim for eating truma. You would just be chayev for destroying truma, which is not a chiyuv of misas based in. So in this situation, even when he put it into your mouth, kivon kagon shetoch aluchaver l'toch piv, it's still not a simultaneously causing the financial damage to the truma. at the same time that you chayav misa b'dei shemayim. You're causing the financial damage to the truma as soon as it's in your mouth, as soon as you chew it. Nobody else is going to want that, so you cause the damage over here to the truma. But at the same time, you could spit that truma out, so you wouldn't be chayav yet misa b'dei shemayim for eating the truma. It's only when you swallow it, that's when it's too late to retract, so to say, the eating of the truma, and then you chayav misa b'dei shemayim. So again, even according to the situation where you're tochav lo chaver lo toch piv, they didn't occur simultaneously. So why would Rav Nechunya Mekonah say that according to Abaye's understanding, Rav Nechunya Mekonah, that he would be potter? No, he should be chayiv in that situation because it's not a kamei b'derabanei, it's not occurring at the same time. So where he says, no, he put it all the way in the back of your throat. Kigon shetochav lo letochav beis habliyah. He basically put it all the way back in the back of your throat. So then the issa of geneva and the issa of baliyah are occurring at the same time. So that's why it's a kamei b'derabanei. Where it says, still, that's not going to answer the question. Hey, Chidam, explain to me exactly what happened. Even though he put it all the way back in the throat, it wasn't swallowed yet, so he could bring it up, and therefore, in this situation, it wouldn't be over the issue yet of eating truma, because eating truma has to be irreversible eating of the truma, that it went down into your stomach, and even though he put it all the way in the back of your throat, that's not called irreversible. He could still spit it out, and therefore, nehader, he could spit it back out. So the gneva yachayiv, but the misa b'dei shemayim is not yet chayiv. You're going to tell me, it's so far back down in his throat that he's incapable of spitting it up. It's essentially down his stomach almost. So then, taka amai chayiv, then it is kom lemi the rabbinay, they're both occurring at the same moment, that he stuck it all the way to the back of his throat, and at that moment he's chayiv geneva and misa b'dei shemayim, because it's irreversible. So then, in that situation, taka, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana would say that you are not obligated in the penalty for the truma, it would be kom lemi the rabbinay. So amai chayiv, why would Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana say that you're chayiv in that situation? Shmuel says it's somewhere in between. Lo tzricha, the case is the following, a very dochak type of a teretz. The motzi la'adura, he put it all the way in the back of the throat, but with difficulty he could still spit it out. Ayideh adchak, he could still spit it out. So in regards to the issa of eating truma, it's not yet done because he theoretically could still spit it out. It'd be difficult, but he could spit it out. In regards to the geneva, that occurs right now. And in regards to the chiyuv of misa v'dei shemayim for eating truma as a non-kohen, that is not yet chayiv until it's 100% reversible. Here it's reversible idea tchak, that's still called not simultaneous, and therefore we have the din of kom lemi the rabbinei not being applicable, and that's why he would in fact be chayiv. Now, this was a dochak teretz, as Rashi says in Dibur Masu, Mashin so truma, velo tidchaka lishenuya the beis habliya. This is a dochak teretz, which is why Rav Papa gives us a better teretz now, or a different teretz, so you don't have to say this dochak teretz that we're talking about. It's all the way in the back of the throat, but not all the way down, but very difficult to bring back up. So therefore, Rav Papa gives a less dochak teretz. Rav Papa Omar, Kigo, you know we're dealing with, Shetochav lo chaver mashkin shol truma l'sok piv. He put liquids into his mouth. Now, liquids are different than solids. Why? So Rashi explains, Mikivan shetochav l'sok piv, as soon as he puts the liquids into his mouth, im asola, it becomes disgusting. Nobody is going to have liquids that you put in your mouth and drink it. And therefore, you can't say that he's gozelit, the holo chazil amidi, elo ahanoyas grono umeyav, mechayev, umisav tashlum boim kechon. You know what happened over here? The minute he puts it into his mouth, so he hasn't stolen it yet because he could theoretically spit it out. But it's not worth anything at this point in time because even if he does spit it out, nobody's going to want to use this because it is disgusting. So therefore, he's not chayiv at this point for geneva. He's only chayiv for the geneva when he gets hanoyas grono, when he gets benefit from it, when he swallows it. And therefore, that benefit comes, that hanoah that he gets from drinking it, mechayiv umisa v'tashlubim boim kiechot. Only at that point is he chayiv the financial penalty, and at that point in time, he's also chayiv for misa b'dei shemayim for eating truma, the beverage of truma. So that's what Rav Papa says is the reason why this is commonly the rabbinate according to Abaye's understanding over Nechunya ben Akana. Again, the critical point over here is, I read it again in Rashi, mikivan shetochav l'toch piv, when the friend put it into his mouth, im asolah, it becomes disgusting, and therefore it's worth nothing. V'lo matzis li'chayuvei mishum gizela, because at that point it's worth nothing. And therefore, he's not chayiv at that point in geneva. It's only when he gets benefit from it that he's now chayiv. and therefore that benefit and the chiyuv of Misa B'dei Shamayim occur simultaneously. A different teretz is from Ravashi. Ravashi Amar, we're dealing over here, Bizar Sha'achal Truma Mishalo. Bizar is eating his own Truma, and therefore there is no financial damage from the Truma, because it's his own Truma. For example, his mother was, in fact, a Bas Kohen. His father's a Yisrael, so he's a Yisrael. But his mother, as the Bas Kohen, inherited her father. She was the only child. We just had in the parashos, the B'no Slovcha taught us the din, that if there are no sons, then the women inherit. So this mother of this Yisrael, she was a Bas Kohen herself, and she inherited her father's Truma. Her father passed away, there were no sons, so she got the Truma. She's not allowed to eat it anymore. She's married to a Yisrael, and her son inherits it from her, or she gives it to her son, and he has now Truma. So he's not allowed to eat it, but he's allowed to sell it to a Kohen. So Rav Ashi says, we're dealing with a Zohar, Shachal Truma Mishalo. The Zohar has his own Truma. And we turn to Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and as he is eating this Truma, he simultaneously, the kara shiroyin, he goes and rips the silk shirt shochaveru of his friend. As the top Rashi points out, bishoa shibola, as he's swallowing this truma, simultaneously he does a financial damage. Even though the two over here have nothing to do with each other, the eating of the truma is totally separate from his destroying his friend's silk garment or silk clothing. Nevertheless, even though it's two totally unrelated things, but they're occurring simultaneously. Ravashi holds, like the Man D'Yomid, it says, even if it's not the same action, the action that you did for the Issa that you chayev Misa for is a totally different action than the action that you chayev the financial penalty for, this opinion that Ravashi is quoting holds that even though they're unrelated to each other, if they're simultaneously occurring, we still apply the principle of Kamlim and the Rabbi Mine. So here, you don't have to have any of the issues or concerns of the Doyachak Terutzim that the Geneva occurred at a different time than the eating of the Truma. No, it's his own Truma, so there's no Geneva here. But while he's eating Truma, simultaneously, as he swallows it down into his throat and he's Chayim, Azar Ochel Truma, he rips his friend's silk shirt. And therefore, this Mandiyam holds, that's also Kamlim and the Rabbi Mine. This is a good break point over here. We're going to go back and discuss some of the things with the Gufa, going back to discuss some of the things that we just learned today's shiur. But with this, we conclude today's shiur.